Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Yeah, wanna get nasty, nasty, wanna get nasty, nasty. Do the thing you know I like. No one watching, it's just you and me. Nasty, nasty.
Don't say you think it's shit. Why not? Because it's nasty. Yeah, sure, if you say it to someone's face unnecessarily, it is nasty. You get this in all art, but I'd say particularly comedy, because people feel they can tell you something is shit as you're doing it. Which is unique, I think. People don't heckle theatre or songs. They can tell you in comedy that they think something is shit as you're doing it. And it can become more or often less shit based on the fact that somebody is telling you as you're doing it that they think it's shit. You know? Imagine if someone chipped in now and said, Nathan, this episode is shit. You know, the episode would then probably be sidetracked as I deal with him or her. Probably him. Entitled, self-important man that he'd probably be. Anyway, yes. Telling someone you think something is shit to their face is not great. And particularly while they're doing it, probably not the best option. But thinking something is rubbish and voicing that opinion online, as long as you don't copy in that person, is that such a problem? You know, the world has gone the other way, I think, you know? Like with Eurovision songs, I mean, some come second bottom of the leaderboard for a reason. They are, to most people, not to everyone, but to most people, not very good. They're bad lyrically, they're performed by someone as stiff as a board. They're, to most people, not very good. And that's why no one votes for them. Is it so wrong to voice an opinion that most people are thinking? As I say, not to the person directly. Don't heckle as someone did when I was watching a university pantomime once to someone as they were singing. The heckle, don't sing. But to something that is not very good, I don't think it's nasty. It's kind of good in a way, you know? So many kids grow up now on Instagram, surrounded by a bubble of friends and then producers, you know, or whatever, going, oh, you're wonderful. You're amazing. And you hand it over to public opinion, and then it's like everyone says, no, everyone thinks I'm shit. You know, as kids grow up, there's a benefit in saying, nah, that's not brilliant. I don't think that's good. You're not going to encourage a kid that can't run that they can be in the Olympics running team. That would be mental. So why are you encouraging someone that can't sing and dance brilliantly to go on Eurovision? They're eventually going to find out they might be rubbish on a much, much grander scale. And that, my friends, will really be nasty. That's a lot.